From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Senate has finally ended a bitter 15-month battle over electronic spying. Today it passed an update of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, 69 votes to 28. It was a major victory for President Bush. He says he will sign the bill soon.
This legislation shows that even in election year, we can come together and get important pieces of legislation passed.
The president had threatened to veto the bill if it did not include a provision to shield phone companies that took part in warrantless wiretapping from lawsuits. NPR's David Wellner reports on how the bill ultimately got passed.
The bill passed today by the Senate and earlier by the House provides immunity for phone companies. But it does so only if they can show a district court documents proving they were instructed by the government to take part in a program that went around the congressionally mandated FISA court. Such documents are known to be in their possession. The covert spying program was exposed in December 2005 by the New York Times, and it had been carried out since the 9/11 attacks. Missouri Republican Kit Bond cast the immunity provision as an act of justice by Congress.
It would be unfair and potentially disastrous to use our patriotic electronic carriers as punching bags to try to get at the administration.
And Utah Republican Orrin Hatch suggested that some 40 lawsuits brought against firms such as AT&T and Verizon were really aimed at revealing the government's surveillance methods.
Simply put, you don't tell your enemies how you track them. That is why the NSA and other government agencies won't say what they do, how they do it, or who they watch. Nor should they. To confirm or deny any of these activities, which are at the heart of the civil lawsuits, would harm national security.
Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold led an unsuccessful drive to strip the immunity provision from the bill.
It could not be clearer that this program broke the law and that this president broke the law. Not only that, but this administration affirmatively misled the Congress and the American people about it for years before it finally became public.
And Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter pointed out that 70 members of the Senate have not even been briefed on what the warrantless spying program entailed.
There's an old expression, buying a pig in a poke. It means buying something that you don't know what it is you're buying. Well, that's what the Senate is being asked to do here today. To grant retroactive immunity to a program where the members don't know what the program is.
Unlike Hillary Clinton, who voted against the bill, Democratic presidential contender Barack Obama voted for it. South Dakota Republican John Thune lauded that vote.
I think he's doing the right thing. It certainly would appear to contradict some of the things he's said about it in the past, particularly with regard to immunity. And I think he's getting, you know, he's taken on a little criticism from his base on that. But, you know, I mean, this is the right vote.
Republican presidential contender John McCain spent the day campaigning. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.